Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Jack Cohn, the quarterback from Notre Dame, in our NFL Draft Prospect Special is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Talking some football today. We're going with some quarterbacks today. Some of the ones that aren't getting as much love right now in the national media, but ones that definitely deserve some more respect. We got Jack Cohn. Can't wait to talk about the young man. Came from Wisconsin and now played his last year at Notre Dame and made a name for himself. I can't wait to talk more about him.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching from home live on our show or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. All of your shares by word of mouth with your friends and family, just walking by them and telling your coworker, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your kids, hey, you've been listening to 100 Yards of Football? And they'll be like, yeah. Or they'll be like, no. And if they're your kids, be like, well, you're grounded. But and just make them listen to it. Otherwise, we are so excited to have everyone here today for our Draft Prospect Special. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, Jack Cohn, the quarterback from Notre Dame. We're so excited to be talking about these quarterbacks on our draft special. What can we expect from this young man?
All right, so let's get into him. Like I mentioned, he started off his career at Wisconsin, played there for 3 seasons, and then this past year said, you know what, I think it's time to move on out and go to Notre Dame. So let's go back to his Wisconsin career. First year, 2017, usually you don't see a lot of work, but he did good, right? He was a perfect 5 of 5 from passing. 100% completion, best in his career, obviously. 36 yards and a 7.2 average, no touchdowns, no interceptions. So, you know, just a little bit of light work just to get warmed up pretty much. 2018 saw the field a little bit more, still not a whole lot. 56 and 93 passing, good for 60%. 515 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. So he got to see the field a little bit more. 2019, he came in as a starter. 236 passes, 339. Almost 70% passing, so pretty good there. 2,727 yards, 18 touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions. So you saw this guy had some pretty good potential. And then he said, you know, 2020, everything was going on. He didn't play. He said, I'm going to move on over to Notre Dame, and that's where he played this past season. Didn't play in 2020. So he was 253 out of 385 passing, good for 65%, 3,150 career yards, a career high for him, 8.2 average per throw, that's also a career high, 25 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. So overall, you know, started off slow, didn't get a whole lot his first 2 seasons. 2019, you saw the flash of potential. 2020, he was transferred, didn't play any. And then 2021, he backed up his 2019 season by doing even better. So he looked pretty good there in the passing game. Running game, he can get a little bit done if you need him to. Nothing too spectacular. But in 2018, he had 20 attempts for negative 33 yards, right? That's just running around in the pocket. He did have a touchdown, though. In 2019, he had 4 touchdowns for 22 yards carry. And then this past season, 2021, 57 attempts, negative 100 yards. Like I said, that's just scrambling around the pocket, because he was sacked a career-high 32 times. But he did have 2 touchdowns altogether. So he can get it done a little bit in the red zone for short yardages. I know the yards aren't that impressive, but, I mean, hey, when you're a quarterback fighting for your life, trying to, you know, get the ball out and get that first down, sometimes it doesn't go that way. But it is what it is. But let's go on to some strengths, some weaknesses about him, and how he can improve. So he is 6'3", 223 pounds, out of New York is his birthplace. And he is pretty solid all around. Like I said, he's got really good accuracy, like I mentioned, all around in the 60s, right? Almost a career-high 70 at one point. So he's always going to be pretty efficient whenever he throws it. Very good on short routes. That's usually where he excels, just those quick slants. And that's why his completion percentage is as high as it is. He usually just kind of throws short to intermediate passes, and it would go pretty well for him. He's athletic. He can leave the pocket. Like I said, he can scramble around as much as he can. He's got good vision and elusiveness for a guy his size. Like I said, he is a little bit leaner at 223 pounds. So he does have that going for him. He's got good ball placement for him. He's got a good touch as well, so he can kind of get it over, kind of loft it over the linebackers, the cornerbacks, whether it's in the end zone, going a post route, or just throwing it to the corner, or just anywhere around there, he's good with it. And also, whenever it's a deep ball, he can get it there too. He's got pretty solid arm strength, not the most elite you'll see in this draft class, but he can get it done when he needs to. He sees the ball very well. Like I said, he mostly excels on short and intermediate passes, those medium ones. That's where you're going to see the majority of his throws at. And sometimes he can lead the receivers on when he needs to, right? He can put a little bit extra strength on it and have them go and run to the ball and, you know, make them run for a touchdown. And like I said, he's got pretty much a good NFL arm. He can throw it at any level. Doesn't have the most extreme deep ball, like I mentioned, but he can definitely work on that, just get a little bit stronger, I think. But I think that he can get it from he can get it to the first down marker with ease. He can throw it, you know, 25 some odd yards, pretty solid. He's got good power on the ball. It's not like he just kind of lofts it up there. He throws it with some force. So he's got that going for him. And like I said, the numbers are pretty impressive, especially those last two seasons, the one at Notre Dame and then the 2019 season at Wisconsin. He showed that, hey, I can do this at a pretty high level. So what are things he can improve on, and some of the reasons that maybe he is a little bit further down in the NFL quarterback draft boards at the moment? So some of the things that I think Jack Cohn could work on to improve his draft stock and whenever he gets drafted here pretty soon. Sometimes his decision making isn't the best. Like I mentioned, he has been sacked a lot, and sometimes he does tend to hold on to that ball, play a little bit of hero ball, right, in the pocket, scrambling around instead of just making the smart play and just throwing it out of bounds and just saying, you know, I'll get it next play. Sometimes he can hold onto the ball a little bit too long. Sometimes, you know, there have been people who said that his pre-snap recognition to read the defense and to read blitzes can be improved on also. I mean, it's crazy with these defenses, man. You never know what they're going to throw at you. And so he just needs to maybe work on that. Just get in the film room a little bit more, and get working on that. And I think just kind of his touch also. And I mean, that, like I said, he's got good arm strength, but sometimes he can really just sling it at you at 100 miles an hour. And you don't need to do that every single play. So I just think he needs to find that nice rhythm of throwing it at either, you know, not 100% every throw, but maybe a nice 85%, just kind of getting it to the receiver instead of taking his hands off with an absolute, you know, bullet going right at him. Like I said, he sometimes has trouble at the sidelines either, right? Whenever it's those crucial fourth downs or you're running out of time with the clock, sometimes, you know, you got to throw it to the sidelines, get out of bounds. Sometimes he does struggle with that. So I think that you can see the potential is there. But like I said, he does need to work on just his touch, sometimes that sideline to sideline throwing, and also just kind of reading more of the defenses, what they're going to kind of and throw at him. But overall, I like Jack Cohn. He's going to be a solid quarterback, I think. We'll see what round he goes into. I think it's going to be a later round draft pick, just because, I mean, there's those top, five or whatever quarterbacks thinking of right now. And then it's a plethora of wide receivers, defensive players. So I think that he's gonna fall in that regard in his draft stock, just because there's so much other great talent on the board. But it wouldn't surprise me, right? I think he could be a late round pick, kind of work his way up, be a backup potentially to start things off. And then, you know, if the time calls for it, he could go in there, step as a starter. But I think if all else fails, right, a bare minimum, I think he could be a very serviceable backup throughout his career. I mean, that's not, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, he's a backup, he's not that good. No, I mean, as long as you're on an NFL roster and getting that paycheck every year, that's what really matters, right? So I think that he's got good talent, and I think he'll find his way on a pretty solid team who does need some help at the quarterback depth position. But I like Jack Hunt. I think he's going to do good in the NFL. He did great in college, helped out Notre Dame to some pretty solid to that pretty solid season last year, and also Wisconsin. So I think that wherever he goes in the draft come April, whoever team gets him, they will definitely need his services, and he will help them out in the long run.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I just love listening to your NFL draft prospect specials, and there is a specific reason for that, because our show is all about the stats. It's all about giving you the information that you need to decide in your fantasy leagues, in your betting, in your analyzation of what's coming up in each of these teams, in your fandom, that we want to give you every piece of information, that every tidbit that might lead you in one direction and might give you the information you need to make a decision in your fandom. And that's what we do every week here. So thank you so much for that, Mr. Logan Landers. Because, like, when I hear all these draft prospect specials, and sometimes we get into player positions that are kind of harder to describe, where it's mostly just about their strength and their hands, and we really appreciate that. But the depth that you can give for a quarterback, this is the type of information that's really going to lead us as we get closer to the draft and as we start to figure out exactly where everything's going to land coming into next season. So, again, thank you so much for that, Mr. Logan Landers. And everybody who's watching live, tell us, what do you think? Where do you think that Jack Cohn's going to land in this NFL draft? And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us over on Spotify, on Amazon, on Apple. Anywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can join us. And we have our podcast, 100 Yards of Football. We have over 700 amazing episodes, including amazing draft prospects, including team specials, game previews, and you can go back and listen to our amazing history specials and interviews with classic players for years and years and years back. And these are amazing evergreen episodes that will serve you every single time you need a podcast. We're always going to be there with you. We've got hundreds of hours of amazing topics, so that if you are the type of person who's in their office listening, or if you drive around and you're a delivery driver, big rig truck, or delivery driver, then we are here for you, and we will keep you company throughout your entire day. So this has been our NFL draft prospect of Jack Cohn, the quarterback from Notre Dame. Please keep staying with us. We're going to be back in just a moment with another live episode. Thank you again to our host, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll see you in another live episode here in just a moment.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.